soundingthealarm.com. Warning, the events and issues of this broadcast are real and eternal.
For the last 2 weeks, I've had a recurring theme in my spirit. It's something so serious, so severe, it literally stuns me. I'm speaking of what Jesus had to say to a church in Ephesus. It's Revelation chapter 2. And from the Lord's perspective, what he has to say is so important, and I believe it's important for every single person that professes faith in Jesus to consider. These people were laboring and toiling and persevering in the faith that's in Jesus. And they were examining those that were professing that they were sent by the Lord, calling themselves apostles. And they made discovery that they actually were not sent from the Lord, and they were not actually apostles, and they were lying. But Jesus said, I have this against you, that you've left your first love. And he said to remember from whence you've fallen, repent, and do the first works. Or else I will remove the lampstand. And this is what's so striking. When you consider what Jesus is indicating here, that leaving your first love is so serious that it'd be better not to even have you representing him in the earth, in a region, as these brothers and sisters were toiling and laboring and enduring in Ephesus. And Jesus says, repent. He said, remember from whence you've fallen and do the first works, or else I'll remove your lampstand. There's a lamp that has light and it's put on a stand. And this is what Jesus explained in Revelation chapter 1, that the stars were the messengers that were in his hand. And the lampstands were churches or assemblies of the Lord. Far different from anything that's done today on the corners of every street. Why is this so serious that the Lord says it'd be better not even to have you gathering together and meeting? Because this is the first commandment, is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. And if you don't have that right, it's better not even to have you around. I'll recount the story of a religious people that had a lot of history with God. It's written volumes. And what Jesus said when he met them is they didn't have the love of God. He goes, I know you, that you do not have the love of God in you. And they did a lot of religious things. They did a lot of works. But they didn't love God. And when Jesus came, that was sent by the Father, they didn't receive him. They didn't love him. They didn't love the Father. They didn't love the Son. And they completely rejected Jesus. Their history is full of rebellion. Not only rebellion, where they would kill all the prophets because God would send prophets that were his servants, that knew him, that heard his voice. And he dispatched them to give them a message to turn back. They would kill them. Not only that, but they didn't love God to where they would love other gods. And if you realize that this is like marriage, what Paul, who was part of these religious people, but he met Jesus, and he came out of his deception by the grace of God, and by the mercy of God, and by the sovereign will of God to make him an ambassador of Christ to where he shared the word of the Lord. But he explained that this was a mystery from the beginning, that God's love for his people. And he called his people to love him and to be one with him. And this is why it is so vital that you never leave your first love. He so loved us, he gave us his only begotten Son. And Jesus so loved us, he laid down his life. To depart from that love, everything else is meaningless. Just like a marriage, that a spouse departs from the love they had and their commitment, that covenant they made in marriage, giving lip service, or perhaps even other loves. What's the point? So I share this today. Something so serious that Jesus says, I'll remove the lampstand. Because where this is going isn't going to be acceptable. And remember, the book of Revelation was written after the crucifixion of Jesus. Because not only had they killed all the prophets, but they crucified Jesus, persecuted the early assembly, but yet they were religious. So, remember from whence you've fallen. Remember with the first works, when you met Jesus, when you needed him, when you cried out to him with all your heart, with all your soul, all your mind and strength, ask him to save you. If you ever have done that, you cried from the bottom of the pit that you probably created yourself and you couldn't get out, and you knew God was your only hope. Do you remember? And then you learned, you were changed, you were given hope, you were given peace, such as never had before. But this is what the Lord wants you to ponder and to remember, because it's vital. The church world goes on, just like ancient Israel. They don't notice that God's not around. They don't notice that his presence is grieved or quenched and he withdraws. And the story of Ichabod, Shiloh, when the sons of the high priests were killed, when the army of the enemy came in and stole the Ark of the Covenant, and Eli, the blind and fat high priest who did not bring correction to his rebellious sons, fell back and died. And the wife of one of the sons of Eli was pregnant, and when she heard all the news, she gave birth to a child named Ichabod. The glory has departed. And I believe this is such a similarity between the lampstand, which is the assembly where Jesus said, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst. But he makes an assessment. He makes a spiritual assessment of reality, because he knows the hearts. He knows the minds. Oh God, search me and know me and see if there be any wicked way in me. Lead me the way of everlasting. Create in me a clean heart. Renew a right spirit within me, Lord. This is God's call to return to your first love and associate with people that love God. Because many do not realize that the Lord is not in the midst, just like ancient Israel and Judah never even realized that God wasn't present. Or Samson didn't realize he'd lost his strength. So many things are called this or that, or called a church, or called a ministry, but they're not. They're liars. But when we don't love God, and we don't see with his eye of perception, we're blind. We're poor. We're miserable, wretched, and naked. But the Lord tells us to buy of him gold that's tried in the fire and anoint our eyes with eye salve that we may see. Ponder these things.